Mishnah Beis. The Mishnah discusses the Hadas, the second of the Araminim, Hadas HaGozol, a stolen Hadas Vayovesh, and a dry Hadas Posol is invalid, just like we learned by the Lulav. The reason why a stolen Hadas is invalid is because of the rule of Mitzvah HaBo'a Ba'Aveira, that a Mitzvah which is performed via doing an Aveira is not considered a Mitzvah. And the reason why a dried up Hadas is invalid is because it lacks the Hodar requirement, it lacks that beauty. Shalashera, a hadas which comes from an Asherah tree, which was worshipped as Avodah Zarah, which is Iran Adachas. Or if it comes from a tree which is in a city which worshipped idolatry, and therefore has to be destroyed. Once again, posel, it's invalid, just like the lulav. The reason being that since it needs to be destroyed, we view it as if it's already destroyed and not really here, as if it's already burnt, and so it lacks the minimum size to be considered a hadas. As well as that, just like with the lulav, niktam reishay, if the top of it, the tip of the hadas, of the stem of the hadas, if it was chopped off, or nifritzu alav, if its leaves fell off and he tied it back onto the hadas, or if the berries in the hadas, if let's say some berries grew, and there were now more berries than leaves. Again, posel, it's invalid. In all three of these cases, it is because of hodar that it is not considered to be a beautiful hadas. However, because in the berries case, the only thing stopping it being valid is the berries, that doesn't look beautiful, so you can take it off. If you reduce the number of berries which were on the hadas, he picked some of them off, kosher, then the hadas is valid. However, the Mishnah says that you should just realize that v'eim matim b'yomtiv, it is forbidden to reduce the number of berries on the hadas on Yom Tov itself, since it's considered to be like fixing something. Because without you taking off the berries, the hadas is invalid. By taking off the berries, you're making it valid and making it useful. So you are, in effect, fixing something and is therefore forbidden on Yom Tov.